The head of the International Atomic Energy Agency, Mohammad El-Baradei, was in Moscow today consulting with Russian officials on the Iraqi weapons dispute. The Kremlin, meanwhile, has launched a diplomatic mission hoping to head off military action against Saddam Hussein. NPR's Lawrence Sheets has more from Moscow.
After he met Russian officials today, IAEA Chief Mohammad El-Baradei said inspectors needed several more months to assess Iraq's weapons capabilities.
While the international community is ready to give us some time, I am also aware that there is a certain degree of impatience in the international community.
President Bush demonstrated that impatience yesterday when he said he was sick of deception by Baghdad. Iraq insists it is fully complying with inspections. And today, El-Baradei said inspectors had so far found no evidence that Iraq is developing nuclear weapons. Yet El-Baradei and Chief UN Weapons Inspector Hans Blix acknowledged the 12,000-page report Iraq supplied on its weapons programs left open many questions. El-Baradei warned today that inspectors would increasingly rely on new intelligence supplied by the U.S. and other countries.
We have also started to receive specific actionable information from many member states, and we intend to pursue and act on this information. I also intend, with my colleague Hans Blix, to impress on Iraq the need to shift gear from passive cooperation into active cooperation.
El-Baradei, though, stressed the danger in any military solution, calling it a last and worst option. His comments were echoed by Russian Foreign Minister Igor Ivanov, who repeated the Kremlin's long-standing position. Russia believes that a unilateral military operation against Baghdad, not sanctioned by the UN Security Council, can only complicate the situation and lead to unpredictable consequences, Ivanov said. In a bid to avert military action, Russia today dispatched a diplomatic team to Baghdad. Some here compared that with a similar effort by the Soviet Union to try and head off the Persian Gulf War in 1991. But political analyst Ivan Safranchuk notes that back then, Moscow twice sent top Soviet spymaster Yevgeny Primakov to Baghdad. The man heading this diplomatic effort is a relatively obscure deputy foreign minister.
It is symbolic. Before the first Iraqi war, we had much more prominent presidential envoy than we have now.
Safranchuk says Russia realizes its clout is limited.
It seems very likely that there will be a military operation, and Russia is trying to understand how to behave in this situation. It is more important for Russia not what happens, but how it happens.
And it is very important for Russia that its oil interest in Iraq be protected, a point made clear again today. Top executives from the petroleum giant Lukoil accompanied the Russian deputy foreign minister to Baghdad. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.